Test 1-2, test 1-2.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
I'm Spencer Loomis in the Fox Sports Radio studios in Wausau. Welcome to another installment of High School Football Game Night on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9. It's week 5 of the high school football season, and we have another doubleheader tonight on Fox Sports Radio. First, Wausau East versus Appleton East from Tom Field in Wausau. Then DC Everest plays Appleton West. And you can hear both of those games in the podcast area of our websites at foxsportswausau.com and wsau.com. Here are some other high school football games going on in central Wisconsin tonight. Wausau West plays Appleton North. Marshfield travels to Oshkosh West. Wisconsin Rapids will be in Menasha. Merrill is at home against Anago. Mosinee hosts Ashland. Spash plays Oshkosh North. Marathon is at Altoona. Edgar hosts Phillips. And Stratford plays Tomahawk. And the Wausau-Newman game against Nilman yesterday was canceled due to the lightning. I'll be back with scores at halftime. Now let's go out to Tom Field, where Tom King is standing by with the call of our first game, Wausau East versus Appleton East on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Now, Wausau East football on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of East football is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, CoVantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Appleton North, very tough Appleton North on the road to finish the regular season on October 18th. But the Lumberjacks coming off their first win of the year, and it was an impressive win, and it also turned into a nail-biter as they beat the Appleton West Terriers last week, 35-32. A game that looked over about midway through the third quarter as East took a 35-3 lead. A couple of interceptions early in the third quarter set up short fields. The Lumberjacks were able to punch in a couple of touchdowns, and they led 35-3, but all of a sudden, Appleton West awoke from their slumber, putting 22 points on the board in the second part of the third quarter and another touchdown in the fourth. Four unanswered touchdowns for Appleton West, pulled in within a field goal. East had the football, fourth and two near midfield, and trying to run the clock out, and they went for it, got the first down. Now, they weren't able to run the clock out completely, but they killed a lot of time off the clock. They were forced to punt, and Matt Reeder of Appleton West fumbled the punt. Sam Romanski was able to follow up on it and preserve the victory for the Lumberjacks in a game that would have really been heartbreaking if they would have lost that one, but they were able to hold on and win it 35-32, and that puts them 1-1 on the season in the conference, 1-3 overall. Appleton East, for their part, is coming off a whitewash last week as they went and played Kimberly. Now, there's no shame in losing to Kimberly. The Papermaker is one of the best teams in the state. And the final last week was Kimberly 54, Appleton East nothing. So they will look to bounce back from that. And the Lumberjacks will look to build on their victory last week. Didn't get a chance to talk to head coach Scott Malley, and he was gone for a family funeral for a few days this week. But we did catch up with Wausau East assistant coach Tony Huddle, and we'll hear that conversation next. This is Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download download music, videos. There are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Check it out. It's free. Clover Belt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Clover Belt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with the big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are Fox Sports! Tom King back here at Tom Field. An overcast night. There was a little bit of rain earlier, but it's dry now. It's homecoming. Didn't mention that as well for the Lumberjacks here tonight. And they will have the homecoming court at halftime, an extended halftime tonight. And don't forget, later it's going to be D.C. Everest and Appleton West in our second game tonight. We'll hear from assistant coach Tony Hull in just a little bit. I'm having some technical difficulties with that back at the studio, but we will get my conversation with Coach Hull on. It was an interesting conversation talking about last week's win and what they expect here tonight against Appleton East. Let's take a look at the standings in the Valley Football Association Northern Division coming into tonight's game. Three teams undefeated, Kimberly, Appleton North, and Wausau West, and the Warriors are playing at Appleton North tonight, so somebody's going to drop out of the unbeaten ranks in the conference in that one. Wausau West, of course, playing very good football here in the early part of the season, but now facing their stiffest test of the year, taking on Appleton North on the road. Kimberly, of course, is 2-0 as well, and they've got a game at home tonight against Kakana. Kakana 0-4 on the season. Things don't bode well for them tonight going up against the Kimberly Papermakers. So Kimberly, Appleton North, Wausau West, all 2-0 in the conference. Appleton East and Wausau East are 1-1. D.C. Everest, Appleton West, and Kakana are all 0-2. And as we mentioned, the Evergreens are taking on Appleton West tonight down the road at Steam Stadium. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. We take a look at some team statistics in the conference. Kimberly, as you might expect, is the top offensive team in the conference. They're averaging over 500 yards a game, 502.5 yards a game for Kimberly. And they have scored, I just want to make sure I get this right, because they have scored a lot of touchdowns. They have I'll find that for you in just a second here. I'm having trouble finding those numbers. But, I mean, Kimberly is an offensive juggernaut, and they have shown it so far this season, averaging 502 yards per game. As far as team defense go, Wausau West Warriors are the team that are hanging their hat on defense so far this season. They are the top defensive team in the conference, giving up just 190 yards a game on average going into their matchup tonight with Appleton North. Appleton North, the top rushing offense in the conference, so something's got to give there. Appleton North, 9 rushing touchdowns on the year, and averaging, well, they have 796 total yards rushing so far this season, taking on that Wausau West defense here tonight. Kimberly has 10 rushing touchdowns in the conference games so far this year, and 5 passing touchdowns. That's in 2 games. So 10 rushing touchdowns in 2 games for the Kimberly Papermakers. So you can see the kind of offense they can bring to the table. As far as the two teams on the field here tonight, Appleton East is right about in the middle in offense, averaging 223 yards a game. Wausau East down a little bit from that, 200 yards of offense per game. As far as defense goes, Appleton East once again right about in the middle. Wausau East down a little bit. Their defense has been struggling at times, and as you'll hear from Coach Hull talk about it, it's because they give up a lot of big plays. That's been the major problem so far this season for the Lumberjack defense, is giving up big plays, and they did it again last week in the win over Appleton West that allowed the Terriers to get back into the game, including a long punt return and a 60-yard screen pass that went for a touchdown that pulled Appleton West to within 3 points in that game. As far as individual leaders in the conference, Ethan Danz of Appleton North is the rushing leader at this point. After 2 games, 325 yards of rushing offense. Jacob Martin of Wausau West right behind him, 314 yards, averaging 9.2 yards a carry for Jacob Martin of the Warriors. As far as East goes, Brennan Becker had a big breakout night last week. He now has 51 carries for 175 yards in the conference, averaging 3.4 yards per carry. Appleton East's top rusher is their quarterback, Jake Gostischka. He has 19 carries for 130 yards, 6.8 yards per carry. Their other big backs are Nathan Emmerich and also Alec Riedel are the other two backs we will watch for here tonight in this one. Tell you what, we'll take another time out and come back and hopefully hear from Coach Tony Hall. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Check out my rollerblades. Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
We are Buckhorns!
Hi, this is Tom King as we get set for tonight's football doubleheader. D.C. Everest and Appleton West coming up later, but first it's Wausau East and Appleton East. Couldn't talk to head coach Scott Mallion this week. He had a death in the family and was away from practice for a bit, but I did catch up with East assistant Tony Hull to talk about last week's win over Appleton West and tonight's game with Appleton East.
Let's start and talk about the first win of the year in conference, first win of the year, a fast start. What was the key to that?
I think our key was just being sound defensively and just executing on offense. We focused less on what are they going to do to us and more on what can we do to execute and make big plays. And we did that offensively, defensively. We had a great first half. They got a couple big plays on us in the second half, but overall we were just able to execute.
We'll talk about that second half in a minute. Let's talk a little bit about the new power formation that was put in for the offense. A couple of big blocking backs in front of Brennan Becker, and he was able to put together a pretty good rushing night.
Yeah, we went we put in a different blocking scheme up front for our O-line, just figured how can we get more hats on hands up front and put some bigger guys in the backfield and just let Brennan Becker just get the ball, put his shoulder pads down, and move forward.
Two picks early in the third quarter, really thought you put that game away. You'd be getting turnovers. I guess talk about that a little bit and the importance of getting turnovers and giving your team a short field because other teams have been getting that against you.
Yeah, we talked about that all week long. Our emphasis was get turnovers, fumble recovery and or interceptions. And so we were able to set our offense up really, really well in terms of turnovers. Offensively, our goal was obviously not turn the ball over because, defensively, there's a big momentum shift when we turn the ball over and they've got the short field and they've got momentum. So we try to cut down on our turnovers as well as increase our turnovers for them.
The success of the running game opens up the passing attack. Widmark and his receivers seem to be on the same page, I guess. Would you prefer him to be throwing from the pocket, or are you designing plays for him to roll out? He's not the quickest guy on the rollouts, but where would you like him to throw the football?
We like to, we're trying to mix that up. We've done a lot of pocket stuff so far this year. Woody does a great job of throwing out of the pocket, but he also throws a pretty good ball on the run. Not necessarily making him a run threat, but just by moving that pocket, it's going to force maybe defenders in coverage to break their coverage to come up and try and attack him, opening up some receivers down the field.
When you've got four and five receivers in the pattern, is he able to look at all of his options, or are most of his completions to the first, second guy in his progressions?
Well, we usually we set up usually one read defender. We read that one defender and see what we've got going on. So we'll we've been calling cover two, cover three beaters, one to one side, one to the other. He reads the coverage so he knows what side he's going to, and then based on that, he reads his defender as far as option one, two, or three.
The comeback for Appleton West, what do you think that was all about? Just the fact that something started clicking for them? Were you doing something different defensively, relaxed a little bit? What happened in that fourth quarter?
Well, I think we had, defensively we gave up a long punt return, so put them in great field position, short field for them. They were able to score. We had a big third and long that they hit a big screen play on us. That was our fault as far as, kind of the defensive play that we had called. But it was just the big plays, being able to recognize and swarm to the football and prevent those big plays. And it was really, if you look at it, three big plays and they were right back in the game.
We got to talk about a key call late in the game. You've got the ball offensively. It's fourth and two midfield. You're up by three, and you go for it. I think everybody after the timeout was expecting punt. I know I was. And all of a sudden, you come up, line up quickly, and punch it in there and get that first down. You weren't able to kill the entire clock, but it certainly ran off more time. What was the decision-making process like on that fourth and two?
Well, we got together as a staff, and we said, how do we want to win this football game? Lose this football game. And we wanted to be aggressive. We wanted to go after it. We wanted to get it. We had some confidence in our defense. you know, we played okay defensively, minus giving up big plays. So the concern wasn't, are they just going to be able to drive down and score right away? It was to stop the big play. So just with that aggressive mindset and mentality, we were going to win. We were going to go out on our own terms, and that's where we decided to go for it.
Let's talk about Appleton East a little bit. What have you seen on film from them?
Well, they're a solid physical football team. You know, they're going to run a lot of option at us. They do a really good job of kind of exploiting. They use some motion and some formation sets to try and gain a numbers advantage. You know, defensively, they're very, you know, they're very stout and they're very disciplined defensively. So they're going to take their drops. They're going to make their reads. So they're going to be very disciplined defensively. And so.
Well, they ran, Appleton West ran some option, or some motion at you in the second half, not handled the best. I would imagine that was a point of, in practice this week.
Yep, sure was. So we've gone over all their motions. We've got everything set up. We've got our coverage calls and our front calls based on certain formations. We've been able to look at some of the play sets that they're running out of their motion. So I think we've got a great package to kind of counter their option this week.
You hate to say that the playoffs begin already, but if you're going to make the playoffs, you've got a stretch of about four winnable games here. You've got to put at least three of them on the board, right, if you're looking at playoffs this year.
We sure do. We got to get three out of four. You know, we're taking it one game at a time, though. This is definitely a winnable game for us. You know, watching the film, we got better against Appleton West. We still have some things we need to work on, but we're progressing in the right direction. I don't think we haven't even come close to peaking yet, but each week we're getting a little bit better, and that's what we need to do if we're going to win three of these next four.
We'll be back with more pregame programming after this on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Clover Belt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Clover Belt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio.
Now we're back here at Tom Field as we get set for tonight's first game of our doubleheader. It's Wausau East and Appleton East coming up. A reminder, at halftime,
We'll be going back to Spencer, and he'll be giving us a look at the high school scoreboard from tonight's games. It's sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. And a reminder, for every point the Lumberjacks score this season, we will be getting a dollar donated to the Honor Flights. And we appreciate the donations coming from Kuhn Hearing Center and also from Young's Pharmacy and Young's Drugstore. And so far, $66 going to the Honor Flight from those businesses. Let's take a look, listen to the Wausau East Band right now as they play the national anthem here at Town Field. Wausau's marching band under the direction of Rob Perkins in their uniforms and on the field tonight for homecoming, and they'll be doing their show at halftime. We'll also meet the homecoming court for the Lumberjacks at halftime of tonight's game as well. As we mentioned, the other games, very important. All of these games now are going to be important going forward. And Wausau West and Appleton North scoring off in a battle of 2-0 teams in the conference tonight. Appleton West taking on D.C. Everest, that game down at Steam Stadium, and you will hear that in its entirety following this one here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We take a look at the starting lineups. Take a look at Appleton East's offense. Jake Costicia is the quarterback, 6'3", 175-pound seniors. The running backs, Alec Riedel, 5'9", 170-pound senior. Nathan Emmerich is a 6'1", 200-pound senior. The wide receiver, Sam Herman, 6'3", 175-pound junior. Also, Shane Smith, a 6'1", 180-pound junior. And up front in the offensive line, Manny Johnson, 6'2", 225-pound senior. Justin Cox, 6'2", 220-pound senior. Ben Rademacher playing both offense and defense for Appleton East tonight, 6'1", 195-pound junior. John Kaziak, 6'3", 250-pound senior. And Andrew Curran, 6'3", 255-pound senior. For the Lumberjacks, on defense, Eric Daniel back in the lineup tonight. He'll be playing one of the linebacker spots. It'll be interesting to see. It's going to be a game-time decision for one of the linebacker spots since we're getting some guys back from injury. Up front, though, defensively, Nick Bullanger, Marcus Welsh, Aiden Schein. Andy Cravens is going to be in there. Brennan Becker out of safety. Tony Troy, Adam Lennar. Ben Feck in the backfield, Sam Romanski at one of those down spots as well. Sam's been playing pretty good defense here so far this season. He's got a couple of fumble recoveries. And it will be the Lumberjacks kicking off here, so they will get the ball to start the second half tonight. And it will be the Appleton East offense on the field to start things. Appleton East, overall, in four games, has scored 70 points and given up 150. Appleton East is in white jerseys, black pants, black numerals, red helmets. Lumberjacks are in red jerseys, black pants, red helmets, black numerals. And Bryce Widmark getting set to kick off here to get started. Overcast, looks like the rain is holding off, at least for right now. We could get some showers throughout the evening. Field looks in pretty good shape, though. Appleton East has a couple of players back deep. They are coached by Pat Schwanke, and they have 19 assistant coaches listed. Widmark puts the boots to it at the high kick. Going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line, out across the 15, the 20, cutting it back inside, breaking one tackle, and then being wrapped up and driven down, and they're going to give him forward progress to about the 26. On the return for Appleton East was Dominic Castillo, and he got out to about the 26, and that's where Abilene East will start. First and 10 from there. Jake Costicia is a 6'3", 175-pound senior quarterback. He will run the football. He'll start under center with the eye backfield behind him. Hard snap almost to East offside, and they're going to try the pitch, and it's going to be the quarterback who keeps it. Costicia is going to get it out across the 30 to about the 35-yard line. Going to be a pickup of about 8. They mark it just shy of the 35, so a pickup of 8 on that option play. They fake the inside handoff, and then Costicia just runs it around the left side. He had the option man available to him as well. Second down and a short 2. They'll send out wide receivers, 3 receivers to the near side of the field, the short side, 1 receiver to the right. Man comes in motion now. And they want to go to the air. Short drop, they throw it out in the flat. It's complete. First down yardage out across the 40 to about the 42. And on the catch was Alec Riedel. And up about 6 on that catch. First and 10 for Appleton East from their own 41. They're going to try a pitch this time, and a good defensive play right there. I think that was Romanski who got in there and blew that play up. And it's going to be a loss of a yard. Daniel got in there as well, but I think it was Romanski who blew that play up. Second down and 11. Ball back inside the 40-yard line. 2 receivers wide left. High backfield behind. They want to throw. They throw a little comeback pattern. That's caught for a first down yard. Close. He might have it. There's a scramble for it now. A big hit. The ball came loose. Who's got it? And it's going to remain Abilene East football. Oh, Lumberjacks had a golden opportunity to fall on that after the big hit knocked it loose. It's going to be first down yardage out into East territory at about the 47-yard line. Scapina, Dominic Scapina caught that one. And it will bring up a first and 10 for Abilene East. Now they get an offside call. It's going to be offside against the Lumberjacks unless one of the Abilene East players moved. You know, it's going to be encroachment against East. That'll give them a free 5. And they'll mark that off down inside the 45, down to the 42, where it will be first down and 5. So Costicia has 2 pass attempts tonight and 2 completions. Receivers wide right and wide left, offset eye. They fake the pitch, rolling out, throwing, it's going to be caught. Quarterback had pressure on him that time. He was hit just as he released the football. That was Marcus Walsh putting the pressure on, but he completed the pass. But they didn't pick up much on that pass, maybe. Got back to the original line of scrimmage. So call it second down and 5. They come to line. Second down and 5. 2 receivers wide right. Offset backfield behind. Costicia, man in motion. They're going to hand it off inside. Nothing there. Nothing doing. Try the inside handoff to Gabe Heindel, and he went nowhere. Third down and 5. 8:32 to play here, first quarter. No score. Opening possession of the game. Third down, call it a long 6. They gave him a loss of a yard on that play. So third down and 6. 4 receivers in the pattern, single back behind. East has single coverage on those receivers.
They want to throw. Here comes the rush. He's hit. The ball is caught. It's going to be a first down. Costicia got blasted just as he released the football, but he threw a tight spiral to Sam Herman and picked up about 7 on the play, and that's going to be a first down for Abilene East. Costicia stood in there. He knew, I think, he was going to get hit, but he stood in there and made a nice pass and picked up the first down. And they move the chains. First and 10. And they're going to hand it off inside for a few positive yards down inside the 35, marking it about the 32-yard line. Call it a pickup of about 5 on the carry. Heindel picked up 5 on the play. Call it second down and a long 5. Two receivers to the pattern this time. One left, one right. Tight end switches sides. And they're going to run the quarterback that time. He went nowhere. And let's see who got in and made that stop for the Lumberjacks. That was Brennan Becker, who slid over and made that tackle. They tried the option again, and Gosticia was thrown for maybe a loss of a yard. Call it third down and 7 now for Appleton East. So another third down play. See if these defense can get off the field here. They're going to throw 3 receivers into the formation to the left. Quick drop. They want to throw across the middle. They've got a man on the slant. It's complete, and it's going to go inside the 10 down to the 9. Pickup of 24 on a pass and catch. Sam Herman makes the catch for 24. And I'll tell you what, the quick drop is what's doing it here. He's only taking about a 2 or 3 step drop, and he's getting rid of the football. And the East defenders were well off Herman that time as he sliced down the middle of the field. He made the grab, got it down inside the 10. It's first and goal from the 8. Moving the football on the opening possession of the game. Inside handoff. To the quarterback. He was loose. He picks it up. Oh, they're going to call him down. That's a bad call right there. They're going to call him down, and that's a horrible call. I had a good look at that. The ball was out, and they're going to say the runner was down, and it will be Abilene East football inside the 5. East was picking up that football, and he was going the other way for 6. Ball is going to be down, marked down at the 5, and it will be second down and goal. That ball was out. Second down and goal from the 5. Receiver wide left, eye backfield behind Gosticia right here. Inside handoff, Gosticia keeps it, rolls out, he gets hit near the goal line, gets knocked backwards, he didn't get in. Looked like he was going to get there, and he got stood up at about the 1. They're going to mark him right at the 1. And it'll bring up a third down and goal, but they're at the inside the 1 yard line. 5:27 to play here. Abilene East chewing up this first quarter on this long drive. This is the opening possession of the game, and they are prepared to punch it in right here. And now we're going to get a whistle, and that may be a timeout called by East at the last possible moment, just before the snap. Lumberjacks get a timeout. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that East Football is brought to you in part tonight by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season, and also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people support and celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Wausau East Sports. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest and Appleton West from Steam Stadium. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader. And you'll be able to hear that right here. Chris Conley on the call. It's third down and goal from inside the 1, the opening drive of the game. East defense had Abilene East set up with about 3 different times, third down and more than 5, and could not get off the field. Jake Gosticia was able to complete some key passes on this drive to keep it alive. And now the Lumberjacks will have to try to stop him twice. Obvious two down territory from here. They're inside the one. High backfield. Inside handoff, enter to Castilla, keep it. He got it in, I think, yeah, touchdown. Touchdown, Appleton East, and they're on the board first. It's 6-0, pending the extra point. Krause was the ball carrier, taking it in for the score. Call it a one-yard touchdown run with 5:10 remaining here in the first quarter. They will line up to kick the extra point. It's Gabe Heindel who will kick, and it is good. 7-0, Appleton East with the lead. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field as the Appleton East Patriots prepare to kick off. It'll be Tony Marquardt deep for East tonight. Jake Justison's got a dinged up shoulder, so he will see limited action. Normally he would be returning kicks, but it's Marquardt back deep, and he's standing at his own 10-yard line to receive this kick. It's going to be a line drive knuckle kick taken by one of the up men, 25-30, and making a few guys miss, getting it out near the 37-yard line. Good return. That was a tough fielding chance on a line drive knuckle kick, and that was taken by Tony Troy, and he brought it ahead, and it will be East football, good field position at the 38-yard line. So it will be Bryce Widmark at quarterback, Brennan Becker behind him. Two receivers right, one left for East. They've got Big Sean Wilson there in the fullback position. Now we're going to get a whistle and a penalty flag five. That's going to be encroachment against Appleton East. So that'll be 5 free yards for the Lumberjacks. And the ball will be marked ahead to the 43-yard line. First down and 5. They've got Sean Wilson lined up in the spot where they used two guys as the big blockers last week for Becker. They had Sam Romanski and Welsh as the two big blockers last week. They've got Sean Wilson in that spot, and now they draw him offside again. It's going to be another encroachment call against Appleton East. I don't know if Widmark's going with a hard count here or what the deal is, but it's going to be a first down for the Lumberjacks at the 48-yard line. So a free 10 yards to start the night here. For East, back-to-back encroachment penalties against Appleton East. Two receivers to the near side of the field, one to the far side. Widmark is going to hand it off to Becker up the middle. Not much there. Got it to midfield, maybe two on the carry for Brennan Becker. And it'll bring up second down and 8. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators, also CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Widmark, out of the pistol. Hands it off to Becker again. They try the left side this time. Once again, not much there, maybe a couple. Got it into Appleton East territory at about the 48-yard line. Maybe another two or three. It'll be third down and a long 5. Third down and a long 5. last week was really the first week that East was able to rush the football. Brendan Becker had a big night. But they were able to throw it as well. Bryce Whitmark had three touchdown passes in last week's game. And they want to throw here. He's got time, and it is caught. And that is Sim Nass with the catch. First down yardage down inside the 40-yard line. They had two receivers there in the air, but there's a flag down on the far side, I believe. And what's that going to be about? And that is going to be against Abilene East. They'll decline that penalty. Actually, they're going to pick it up. Pass pickup of about eight on the catch from Whitmark to Tim Nass. And it's first and 10 Lumberjacks at the 37-yard line. Sean Wilson was in the vicinity of that pass as well. Whitmark zipped it past his ear right into the arms of Nass for the first down. First and 10 Lumberjacks. And they drove offside again, I believe. Going to be another 5 yards. So the Patriot defensive line, they're seeing or hearing something that is causing them to jump offside. It's the third time so far in the first few minutes of this drive. 3:35 to play here, first quarter. Appleton East leading 7-0. Lumberjacks on their first possession of the night. Receivers left and right. Double wing formation. They're going to hand it off, and oh, Becker's going nowhere. He tried to bounce it outside, and he was met immediately. Call it second down and 5, maybe 4. They gave him maybe a yard on that. That's being generous. And it'll be second down at about 5. Ritzmacher is split wide right. Nass is wide left. Becker alone in the backfield this time. Double tight ends here for the Lumberjacks. They're going to hand it to Becker. Try the left side. He gets the corner. And he's going to get first down yardage and more. Cuts it back. Breaking tackle. Down inside the 15. Down near the 10. That's going to be a pickup of about 23 on the carry for Brendan Becker. He got the corner that time. Good steal blocks over there on the left side, and Becker was able to outrun one guy who maybe had a chance to trip him up from behind, but he was able to get it down inside the 10. It's first and goal from the 9 for the Lumberjacks. Whitmark out of the pistol. Fumbled a snap. Picked it up. Rolls out. Looking. Throws. And it's going to be caught. No, incomplete. On a comeback, it wouldn't have picked up much yardage anyway. Gritzmacher was just trying to come back and help out his quarterback as Whitmark was being chased. Going to be incomplete. He fumbled a snap, and that blew up that play right away. Whitmark doesn't have a whole lot of foot speed when he's trying to avoid pressure and had to get rid of that and throw it awkwardly. So it's incomplete. Second down and goal from the 9. Lumberjacks tried to answer the opening drive of Appleton East, which resulted in a touchdown. Sean Wilson split wide left this time. They're going to hand it off to Becker. Makes a move. And catch down near the 5. He made a nice move to avoid the initial hit, which would have nailed him right about the line of scrimmage. Made a nice little deke. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to mark him just shy of the 5. So he picks up about 4 on the carry. And it will be third down and goal from the 5-yard line. Going to be interesting to see what the Lumberjacks do here if they don't get it in here. Obviously, a very makeable field goal for Whitmark from this distance. But you want to see if maybe they want to try to punch it in and answer the touchdown. But you want to get some points out of this. Some kind of points on the board. Whitmark out of the gun. Yeah. Quick pass. They throw it to the end zone. Well overthrown. Gritzmacher just made a turnaround, a little button hook. And I think Whitmark expected him to go to the pylon, and he didn't. And the pass was well incomplete. And it is now fourth down and goal from the 5. There was a miscommunication there, I think, on the pattern. Lumberjacks don't huddle. They're going to try a field goal here. Justison will hold. Whitmark will kick. The ball's going to be marked down at about the 12. They want to get some points on the board here. Snap is down. The kick is up, and the kick has plenty of leg, and it is good. So Lumberjacks are on the board And the score now is 7-3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckmore!
So a 22-yard field goal for Bryce Widmark, and that's another $3 for the Never Forgotten Honor Flights from Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield. They'll donate $1 for every point scored by the Lumberjacks this season. Three so far tonight. The Lumberjacks trail at 7-3, and Widmark will kick it off here. Kicks away at the long one. Good kick by Widmark right there, well into the end zone, and that will be a touchback, and Applewood East will start from their 20-yard line. That may have been his best kickoff of the year so far. He got all of that one. There's a little bit of a breeze, but not much. He kicked it north to south that time into the south end zone, and Applewood East will start first and 10 from their own 20. Well, they marched it right down the field on their opening drive, converted on three third down plays, at least three that I remember. First and 10. Costicia is 3 out of 3 through the air. So far, it's time there. He's going to keep it. Now he pitches it on the option, and they've got a speed guy, and he is off. And now we get a penalty flag, and that's going to come back on a hole. One of the reasons why the speed back was able to puff it outside there was the hole. Gabe Heinle on the carry. And it will be a holding call against Applewood East, and that's coming back. It was the triple option that time. Fake inside. Costicia looked like he was going to keep it and then pitched it back to Heinle at the last second, and Heinle turned on the Jets. He got downfield quickly, but with the help of a hole, so that'll be marked back to about the 16-yard line. They marked that off from the spot of the infraction, so it's first and about 14. First and 14 for Applewood East. They're going to hand it off inside. Not much there. Going nowhere. Maybe a yard or two. Maybe a yard. Number of Lumberjacks were in there on the initial hit, including Aiden Schein. Heidel picked up maybe a yard. Corey Cornejo was in there as well on the tackle. Second down and about 12. Two receivers to the near side of the field. High backfield again. He's going to run the option, pitches it out. Now going to go that time, and it's going to be a tackle out of bounds at about the 20. Let's see where they marked that one. East almost got involved with a horse collar tackle right there around the neck, but player had stepped out of bounds, only getting it to about the 21-yard line, a pickup of about 3 on that carry. So it's third down and long, third down and 9 for the Patriots from their own 21-yard line. Lumberjack trying to make this one a short possession for Appleton East. They're going to send two receivers wide right. Lumberjack defensive back, soft coverage on that first drive, enabled Appleton East to, here comes a blitz. Being pressured, he rolls out, he's got time, he throws, man caught, wide open, down the sidelines and off to the races. And it is going to be a touchdown for Appleton East, no flags. Breakdown in the defensive backfield, and it is going to be a 79-yard pass and catch for the touchdown. And on the catch that time was Sam Herman, I believe. And he went the distance. There was just a miscommunication there. They had They had three receivers out there in the pattern and only two guys to cover them at one point, but Herman was open. There was a missed tackle along the sideline, and once he got past that, he turned on the Jets. Kick is away, and the kick is good. 14-3, Appleton East. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check out my rollerblades. Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here to Tom Fielder. Once again, the big play plaguing the Lumberjacks to give up a 79-yard touchdown pass on a 3rd and 9. And now Appleton East will kick off. This time, good kick, line drive. Marquardt is going to fumble it, pick it up at the 5, bring it back across the 10, the 15, the 20, gets outside, down 30, 35, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds out near the 40-yard line. Good return by Tony Marquardt, who is getting the return duties tonight because of the injury to Jake Justison. And Marquardt brings it out. Let's see where they mark it. It's going to be right near the 40-yard line, so the Lumberjacks will have good field position again. And East will look to strike back after Appleton East strikes with a big play. It's 14-3. Widmark under center this time. Becker behind him. Receivers left and right. They hand it to Becker. He's going to try the left side. Cuts it back. Not much there. Maybe a yard. Maybe two. 2 yards on the carry for Becker. Ball at second down and 8. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. And once again, the Lumberjack defense struggling in the early going here as they give up 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. It's 14-3, Appleton East. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Tom Field. As we start the second quarter, Lumberjacks have it 2nd down and 8 from their own 42-yard line. Widmark out of the pistol. Takes the snap, going to play action. Wants to throw halftime, wants to throw deep. He's got a man back there. That's dead. And he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Lumberjacks. Widmark went over the top, and Ness made the catch, beat his defender by about a yard and a half, made the grab, and takes it in. And boy, did the East need that. A big play striking as Bryce Widmark hit Tim Ness 58 yards on the touchdown pass, and it is 14-9 pending the extra point. Widmark will attempt the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-10, Appleton East. A game of big plays so far. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Tom Field as the Lumberjacks have pulled it within four here. It's 14-10. Whitmark will kick off. High end-over-end kick. It'll be shorter this time. They'll feel it at about the 10-yard line. Fumble. Can't find the football. Now he does. And brings it up the center of the field. Makes one man miss. And now he gets free. Dragged down, though, from behind. And a good tackle right there by Ben Feck from behind, saving a big return right there. And they bring the ball out to about the 34-yard line. First and 10, Appleton East from their own 34. Now the Lumberjack defense has to change something, especially on the pass coverage. It has not been working so far. They've been playing a bit soft on the pass coverage. Let's see if they get a little tighter with it here. Receivers left and right, high backfield behind. Costicia again. They're going to hand it off inside. And just carrying the pile out across the 40. Gonna pick up. Pick up of about 6 or 7 on the carry for Cole Krause. Second down and a long 3, maybe 4 here for Appleton East. They've got two receivers wide left. Dive backfield again. And they're going to run the action. The quarterback just got rid of it. Cut back. First down yardage out across midfield to about the east 49-yard line. Pickup of about 10 on the carry that time. That was Riedel, I believe. Actually, no, that was Gabe Heindel again on the carry. Heindel, pickup of 10. He was able to make Becker miss on a tackle that would have saved the first down, but now Appleton East has it in Wausau East territory. First and 10 from the 48. High backfield, two receivers left. They want to throw. They throw. They've got a man that's caught falling to the ground near the 41-yard line. Catch made that time by Shane Smith. First catch of the game for Smith. Picks up about 8. And it's second down and 2. Inside handoff, and I think it's the quarterback that kept it that time. Going to be enough for a first down. Down to about the 37-yard line. Pick up a 5 on the carry for Gusticia. First and 10 now for Appleton East as they continue to move the football. Gusticia keeps it again and gets knocked down, but not before he falls forward for more positive yardage. They take the inside handoff, and he runs the option and keeps it. Gets it down to about the 33. Call that a pickup of maybe 4 on the carry. Second down and 6 for the Patriots. 9:22 to play here first half. It's 14-10 Appleton East. And they have put together a sustained drive and also a... And now we're going to get a penalty flag by the man in motion turned upfield too soon before the snap. That's going to be an illegal procedure call against the Patriots. That'll mark them back. The man in motion was Sam Herman, and he was looking to turn it upfield, and they were probably going to maybe look to throw to him deep, and he turned it up too soon. So that'll mark it back to about the 38. Call it second down and 11. I was saying Appleton East has scored on a sustained drive, and they have scored on a big play. Lumberjacks have also scored on a big play and also had a sustained drive that resulted in a field goal. Second down and 11. Under center, Gusticia wants to throw a quick shot, throws it across the middle of the field, incomplete. Had a man slicing behind the defense, and that was Riedel, and it's incomplete, and according to my stats, that's Gusticia's first incompletion of the night. Third down and 11. They're taking a quick drop, and their receivers get out into the pattern quickly, and Costice is able to get rid of it. He overled his receiver that time by a little bit, and that would have been a big gainer, too. Third down and 11. Lumberjacks want to rush. They're going to run the option. Costice pitches it out, trying to get the corner. Cut back, another hole. That one's coming back again. Ball's loose at the end of that play, but it's going to be a holding penalty against Appleton East. That's coming back again, so... A number of times when they've tried the far pitch on the option around the end, they've been guilty of the hold. The Lumberjacks will take that penalty and force it into a third and very long. But as we have seen this season, that's no given for the Lumberjack defense to get off the field here, even though it's third and very, very long. The ball marked all the way back to the 48-yard line. Third down. Third down at about 21. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Three receivers wide left. Quick drive, and the ball is loose. It's still loose. I think he gets this one. And they ran somebody right up the middle on the blitz that time. Who was that? That got to the quarterback, I believe. It was Jesse Drake. Drake came right up the middle. Nobody picked him up, and they tried the short drop again, and Drake hit the quarterback. Gusticia, he fumbles the football, and it laid there for a long time before anybody was able to get to it, and East will recover. It didn't see who fell on that fumble, but it will be a first down Lumberjacks at the Appleton East 46-yard line. First turnover of the game. And the Lumberjacks come up with the fumble. Whitmark under center. Quick drop. Wants to throw. He's got a man. He's going for Wilson, but it's incomplete, out of bounds. Whitmark was well off the mark with that one. And it will bring up a second down and 10. The Lumberjacks have their plays in a armband, color-coded in number, so they don't huddle. Woodmark will call out the number, call out the color, and they look at the armband, and they know what play is coming. Receivers left and right. Hand off to Becker inside, positive yardage, down inside the 45, and he's driven back, but he'll get forward progress to about the 44. That was a quick opposite hand handoff by Woodmark. Becker almost got by him before the handoff was made. But they picked up about two on the carry. So now call it third down and long. Third down and 8 for the Lumberjacks. Clock moving, 7:36 to play until halftime. It's 14-10, Appleton East. Lumberjacks trying to take advantage of the turnover here. But they have a third and 9 now to keep this drive alive. They've got four receivers in the pattern this time. Whitmark out of the gun. Here comes a blitz. He steps up. And he's going to be hit and dropped. Got it back to the original line of scrimmage, but too many bodies coming that time. Good coverage downfield. Widmar couldn't find anybody open. It's going to be a fourth down and a punting situation for the Lumberjack. Going to be fourth down and 9. So Bryce Widmark will stand to punt at his own 41-yard line. Appleton East isn't believing it. They're thinking maybe a fake is in order. They're not going to put anybody back deep and hope that Widmark kicks it into the end zone. Here's the punt. It's a long one. Lumberjacks will down it at about the 12-yard line. Becker got down there, I believe. No, it's not Becker. Who is that? That is Matt Grady. You got down there to down that one at about the 12. And it will be Appleton East football there. So the first punt of the game will give the Patriots the ball back at their own 12-yard line. So the Lumberjacks got a stop and a turnover on their last defensive stand and couldn't take advantage of it. Let's see what the defense can do here. 6:38 to play in the first half. It's 14-10. Appleton East with the lead. Costicia brings it to the line under center. High backfield. And both the running back and the quarterback got hit. They gave it to the fullback that time. They were both hit almost immediately, but they were able to pick up positive yardage out near the 18 or maybe 19-yard line. On the carry, that was Nathan Emmerich. They're going to mark that short just shy of the 20, mark it at the 19, pickup of 7 on the carry. He just carried bodies that time straight up the middle. Costicia got knocked down too. That's the thing with your quarterback's got to be tough in this offense because he's going to take some hits. Now the pitch is in a far, they're going to get the corner once again. One of the East defenders overcommitted down the sideline, and maybe a touchdown-saving tackle out there around the 38-yard line. And once again, whoever had containment out there on the far side committed down, and that gave them the pitch on the corner. And it's a first down and more out near the 38-yard line. Pickup of 19 on the carry. First and 10, ball marked at the Appleton East 38-yard line. Fullback up the middle, and not much there. Maybe a yard or two. That's once again, and they're going to mark it at about the 41. Once again, a pickup of maybe 3 on the carry for Emmerich. Second down and 7. Receivers left and right. High backfield once again. They're going to hand it off this time. Try the left side. Cut back and breaking tackles out near first down yardage. And once again, hard running that time by Gabe Heindel. And it's going to be enough for a first down. Ball's going to be marked at about the 49-yard line of Appleton East. .452 to play here, first half. First and 10, Patriots. They're bringing in maybe a new play from the sideline. High backfield, the fullback whispered in the quarterback's ear. They give it to the fullback, and he didn't get much. Maybe a couple. Into East territory at about the 49-yard line. Call it a pickup of, they're going to mark it at the 48. Call it a pickup of 3. Old Krause on the carry. Second down and 7. Lumberjacks need a stop here. They don't want to give up a touchdown or points here before halftime. Defense has spent a lot of time on the field in this first half. Receivers left and right. High backfield once again. Jake Costicia, the quarterback. They're going to hand it off and breaking a tackle. And for big yardage, now cutting it back. One man to beat. And he's going to turn it on toward the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown. That is, oh, that's going to be a penalty on top of it. That's got to be a penalty. Wow. Lumberjacks are going to get away with a bad trip right there at the end of that run. It was a touchdown, and I don't think any of the officials were looking at the end of that play because one of the Lumberjacks just leg-whipped one of the Appleton East player as he went into the end zone. And no flag was thrown, but it's going to be a touchdown. And once again, a big play and a long run of 48 yards for the touchdown. And it makes the score 20-10. The extra point is up, and the extra point is good. 21-10, Appleton East back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card. And your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Tom Field, and once again, a big play hammers the Lumberjacks here. A 49-yard touchdown run for Gabe Heindel. Two or three cutbacks, and just outran a number of Lumberjacks to the end zone after that. One missed tackle, which would have stopped the play for a very short gain. Once again, East unable to wrap up on that initial hit, and Heindel made him pay. 21-10. Tony Marquardt back deep to receive this kick. It's going to be a short kick and taken, and it's going to bounce. Marquardt picks it up, brings it over across the 20-25. Cuts through a hole. It was there for a moment. Closed quickly, though, but he got it out near to about the 33-yard line. So once again, he's starting with decent field position. But let's see what the Lumberjacks can do here. 3:42 to play first half, and they have two timeouts remaining. First and 10 Lumberjacks at their own 33 with Mark out of the pistol. Hand off. And that's going nowhere. They tried Matt Grady that time, and he got bounced backwards for a loss, possibly. Maybe. Did they give him the original line of scrimmage? That's being kind if they did. And it's going to be second down and 10. Yards a bit harder to come by on the ground tonight than they were last Friday night against Appleton West. Second down and 10. With Mark, play action, wants to throw. They want to go deep again. Now he rolls out. He's got time. Now he's being rushed. Through, and it's incomplete. Through the hands of Sean Wilson. It was near first down yardage. Might have taken his eye off it a little bit. Widmark brought the defense to him, and Wilson was wide open. Probably would have been a first down, but it's incomplete. Widmark just 2 out of 6 here, unofficially. So far tonight, third down and 10. Wide receivers left and right, double tight end for the Lumberjacks this time. Widmark out of the gun. Wants to throw a slant pattern. Nass has it. He's going to be knocked out short of the first down. He got it out across the 40 to about the 41. Going to be a couple yards shy of the first down. And I would imagine East will punt it here with 2:45 to play. Pickup of about 8, maybe 7 on the pass and catch to Nass. His third catch of the night. Fourth down and 3. Widmark's going to set up a punt at his own 25-yard line. They've got two men back here for Appleton East. Widmark standing back at his 25. Low snap. He follows it, and he's able to get the punt away. Good job. Ball is going to bounce, take an east bounce inside the 25 and roll dead at about the 24. That's where Appleton East will take over here, and they've got plenty of time. 2:02 with all three timeouts remaining. They lead it 21-10. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center and their walk-in care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Abilene East comes back to the line. First and 10. They're going to hand it off and try to bounce it outside. Once again, breaking tackles, carrying red jerseys out near the first down marker. Alec Riedel on the carry. Picked up about 9 on the carry. Second down and 1. Less than 1. They huddle up and now we'll come back to the line. Clock moving down under a minute and a half to play in the half. They're going to hand it off and the fullback gets the first down out near the 39-yard line. I believe that was Krause on the carry. First and 10, Abilene East ball at the 39-yard line. They're going to hand it off, try the left side this time. Not much there this time for Riedel. Picked up maybe 3, and timeout called by Abilene East. We'll keep it right here. And a reminder once again, coming up at halftime, we'll be sending it back to the Fox Sports studios, and Spencer Loomis will get you caught up on the other games going on around Central Wisconsin tonight. The scoreboard is brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. East football is also brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Lumberjacks just cannot get away from giving up the big play. It has hurt them for much of this season. It's hurting them again here tonight. 2 of the touchdowns have come on long plays. A 79-yard touchdown pass to Sam Herman. And a 49-yard touchdown run by Gabe Heindel. Second down and 6. A minute 6 remaining in the first half. Abilene East with the football at their own 43. And the ball came loose. And who's got the Lumberjacks? What did he do? There was a fumble, and the Lumberjacks came up with it. Making the fumble recovery was Aiden Shine. And there was a fumble snap, apparently. Nobody reacted right away, and then the East sideline said, we've got the football, and they do. First and 10 on the Abilene East 42. Second fumble recovery of the night. For the Lumberjacks, they couldn't do anything with the first one. Let's see what they can do right here. Widmark out of the gun. Wants to throw it. He's got a man, and that is caught, falling to his knees, though. And that, I believe, is Gritzmacher on the catch at about the 37-yard line. Lumberjacks are going to call a timeout. They picked up about 5 on that pass and catch. First catch of the night for Gritzmacher. Second down at about 5. But now just 49 seconds remaining. If nothing else, they can get it into Widmark's field goal range here. He can kick a long one. Abilene East 21-10, Abilene East with the lead. But the Lumberjacks trying to take advantage of another fumble. East football is brought to you in part tonight by DeVorney Orthodontics. You can see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Lumberjacks come up from the sideline. Nass is split out wide left. He's got single coverage out there. Widmark under center this time. Straight drop. Here comes a blitz. He steps up. He wants to throw it deep. And it's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to, I believe is that Gritzmacher on the far side going down the sideline. Good coverage there by the Patriots that time. He had a man all over him. It's going to be third down now and 5. Third down and a long 5. 43 seconds remaining. Got to get maybe another 10 yards to give Widmark a crack at this. Widmark out of the gun. Blitz coming here to throw. It's caught by... caught by Nass, and that's going to be at about the 33-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. It's going to be close. Are they going to measure it or what? Going to be short. Fourth down and less than a yard. Whitmark wants to throw. Rolls out. He looks. He's got time. Now he's directing. Now he throws. It's going to be incomplete. Oh, man, that tell you what. Fourth down and less than a yard, and they try to throw a pass. Whitmark rolled out, and the receivers just sort of gave up on that. He was trying to get guys to move around, and they were just sort of standing there. And the pass was incomplete, and East gives it over on downs. That was not a good sequence right there. I would have asked for a measurement on that mark on the fourth down play, because it was very close to a first down, but they didn't stop for a measurement, and East turns it over on downs. Apple and East will have it here with 17 seconds remaining. Let's see if they're willing just to kill the clock here, but with the big plays they've had so far, no, they're willing to take a knee and run out the clock and go into halftime with this 11-point lead. And that's how the first half will come to an end, with Appleton East leading by a score of 21-10. We'll take a timeout. It is homecoming here tonight, so there will be a bit of an extended halftime. They're going to have the homecoming court be introduced. The band will perform as well. We're going to send it back to the Fox Sports studios, where Spencer Loomis is standing by to give us an update on the other scores going on around central Wisconsin tonight. Also give you a little preview of both Badger and Packer football coming up this weekend as well. And also maybe a preview of tonight's DC Everest game. They're playing Appleton West down at Steve Stadium. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader tonight. And then we'll come back here and give you stats from the first half. But right now we'll take a timeout and come back. It's halftime, and the Lumberjacks trailing by 11. It's 21-10, Appleton East. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
He worked out early, practiced late, and studied well into the night. The next day, he did it all over again.